It's Monday the 3rd of February and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. February 4th will mark the first anniversary of the passing of Namibia's third head of state, Dr. Hage Geingob. The former president will be honored tomorrow at State House. Here is the Deputy Minister of Information and Communication Technology, Modestus Amtse.
There will be a program in the morning where His Excellency the President, accompanied by few people, including the Speaker of the National Assembly and other high-profile people and the family members, of course, would lay a wreath or wreath at the Heroes Acre, upon which they would then proceed to State House to have the main ceremony, which will be attended then by a larger crowd of people. But the public is also allowed to to visit Heroes Acre so that they can also pay respect to our hero, our former president.
Namibia has the highest unemployment rate in Southern Africa at 36.9%, affecting 320,450 citizens. That's according to the Namibia Statistics Agency. The country leads the SADC region, followed by Eswatini at 34.2% and South Africa at 32.6%. Some economists suggest that the true rate could exceed 50%. Cirrus Capital economist Tannen Groenewald comments.
Nearly 700,000 Namibians sit without a job today, and it is unsurprising that the country sits with the highest unemployment rate. Namibia has not collected data on the labor force for a very long time, while our neighboring countries have collected this every 3 months. Our neighbors have been able to recover from the pandemic as they were able to quickly respond to changes in employment figures, but Namibia has had to wait for more than half a decade, and we sit in shock as we are only able to react after the fact. It is clear that none of Namibia's efforts in tackling job creation have worked, and it's difficult to see how we can materially reverse a 55% unemployment rate in the next few years.
To South Africa now, where civil rights group AfriForum plans to request U.S. President Donald Trump to direct potential punitive measures at ANC leaders instead of citizens. It comes after Trump accused South Africa of land confiscation and human rights violations. AfriForum's Kali Kriel.
AfriForum is worried that any punitive actions by the U.S. against South Africa will have a devastating effect on ordinary South Africans that are already under economic pressure. AfriForum will officially write to the U.S. requesting them to rather target senior ANC leaders.
Meanwhile, Action SA says it has noted with great concern what it calls the reckless remarks made by Donald Trump threatening punitive measures against South Africa. Action SA President Herman Mashaba.
These challenges are of our own making as a country with a complex history of oppression followed by 30 years of misgovernance by the ANC that has deepened inequality. The political change that must address these challenges must come within our own country from South Africans who determine their own future.
And European Union heads of state are meeting in Brussels today to hold talks on security and Donald Trump's threats of tariffs. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer is also attending the informal meeting, marking the first time since Brexit that a British Prime Minister has attended such an event. William Denslow brings us the latest from the Belgian capital.
After slapping tariffs on Mexico, Canada and China, Donald Trump says the EU could expect similar action pretty soon. In response, a commission spokesperson says that they will respond firmly to any trading partner that unfairly or arbitrarily imposes tariffs on EU goods. As well as US ties, defence will also dominate Monday's meeting of EU leaders. UK Prime Minister and NATO Secretary General are joining the informal meeting, with defence spending and the war in Ukraine set to dominate.
Find all these stories and more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.